Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90 exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Days after you first heard it here, so we pride ourselves on, Fox News catches up to the Tara Show. Good for them.
There are signs that China's economy is taking a hit due to this trade war. We have a full screen with numbers from China's National Bureau of Statistics. Mm-hmm. It shows that export orders fell to the lowest readings since the pandemic. And now the pressure is on Xi Jinping to make a deal. That's what Scott Bessent is hanging his hopes on here. Will he?
Thank God for Scott Bessent. He's one of the smartest people in the room, and he is so practical, and he's always been really consistent. We import five times what China imports from us. They need us more than we need them. We're not importing as much, and you look exactly, you know, 30 days later, what's happening to their factory orders, their export orders, their official PMI manufacturing order that's now below 50, which confirms contractionary, not expansionary numbers. So China has the benefit of being a dictator. He doesn't have an election.
That's where I was going with
this. He doesn't have a midterm. He can pump up the economy with all of his stimulus because he reports to no one but himself. We don't always have the luxury of that. So they have a long-term game. But again, it comes down for who needs who more. And right now, we're starting to see some cracks in their, cracks in their economy.
In their armored economy.
That's a great point. They are one-party rule, Chinese economy.
Headline. China now says it's willing to cooperate with the U.S. after Boeing's bet. China is willing to support normal cooperation with U.S. companies, the country's Ministry of Commerce said, just days after Chinese airlines rejected taking delivery of any new jets from U.S. plane maker Boeing. That's what happens when you don't back down. They didn't last long. They didn't even make it a whole week. Too bad for them. Folks, last week, Daily Pulse on the strategy being used here.
But the problem for Chinese manufacturers is not just the tariffs, but the uncertainty of timing and sudden changes to policy. They say no one is willing to make a big move on production or shipments until the trade landscape becomes more predictable. This means most Chinese factories are frozen. Trump's tariff actions are widely criticized by the media as erratic or poorly planned, but what they don't understand is that the uncertainty is the real leverage, not the tariffs. What seems like a spur-of-the-moment decision or a sudden capitulation on Trump's part can be highly effective at throwing foreign governments and corporations off balance. Globalism requires a perpetual status quo. Change of any kind is like holy water to a vampire. Chinese shipments are actually on standby and orders are frozen. Nothing is moving.
Oops. That's what Wall Street was fighting right there. A lot of them use the slave labor in China to get the upper hand. Now, here's the fascinating part, okay? Nobody's talking about this, with the exception maybe Zero Hedge, Daily Pulse, best I could find. Transshipment. What's transshipment? Well, in country, it's not just this one. Country after country after country, you know what China has done? They have gone in and dumped goods. That is not capitalism. That is where the government goes in to hawk. We don't know how much. We think that up to 300% of GDP is owed by the government. In other words, they're much worse off than we are, and we're pretty bad off. They subsidize the goods. So they're not winning at capitalism using, you know, slave labor. They have to subsidize the goods beyond it, dump them in the market. That puts, you know, your local factory out of business. Then they come in and buy it. Now they own it. They've done this. Vietnam is a country that's pretty famous for this. So China thought, well, you know, who cares if they tariff us? Because Trump tariffed them last time and Biden left the tariffs on. Nobody said a thing about that. So they thought, eh, we don't care. No big deal. I mean, our factories are turning stuff out all over the place from, you know, Vietnam to Singapore. We'll just, you know, the factories essentially they stole with trade practices that are illegal, but nobody's ever taken, you know, the hammer to them, which is unfortunate. Well, listen to how Trump's tariffs on other countries are gutting China, the transshipment market, where China could have been like, well, we'll just ship the stuff to Vietnam, make it in our factory that we stole there.
Some shipping companies may even face insolvency. Southeast Asia has become a heavily impacted area due to the U.S. reciprocal tariffs. For Chinese companies relying on U.S.-China trade, they did not expect that Trump would impose such strong tariffs on Southeast Asian countries like Cambodia and Vietnam. With the tariffs now in place, the profits of Chinese companies exporting to the U.S. have decreased significantly, as some have nearly become non-existent. The more they export, the more they lose, and even their attempts to use transshipment trade have been blocked.
And perhaps even more interestingly is Chinese nationals reporting how much of an effect this is having on their businesses.
Hey, what I fear the most has happened. I got an email early this morning from a U.S. client who purchases several million dollars worth of goods each year. Due to changes in Trump's tariff policies, they'll indefinitely suspend their orders. I read it and nearly passed out. What do we do now? More than 50% of factories will close this year. The golden era, when machines were running nonstop, is over. My brother, I just got off the phone with a client. He's gone bankrupt and has cleared out his stock. A lot of my clients in my WeChat moments are gone now. My peers are desperately slashing prices and extending payment terms. We have orders with payment terms, but we can't collect the money. Those doing cash sales can't even get orders.
Zero Hedge says China will not be able to survive tariffs on the current scale for long. A single year of 124% tariffs would crush China's economy beyond repair.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Scott Bessent comes out yesterday and says, yeah, they're in danger of losing 10 million jobs. And I heard that and I went, 10 million? That sounds conservative to me. Oh, and then there's this.
Throw into the mix that since 2023, China has been mired in a deflationary crisis triggered by the CCP's severe pandemic lockdowns that negated an export boom, leading to economic stagnation, a collapsed property market from government-subsidized overbuilding of shoddy tofu dreg structures, and widespread corporate defaults that have devastated investors. Despite brief optimism about government recovery efforts, Vanke, a major state-linked developer, reported a historic 49.5 billion yuan loss for 2024, its first since 1991, highlighting the crisis's depth. The deflationary spiral has fueled unpaid wages, factory closures, protests, and suspicious fires, while China's debt exceeding 300% of GDP limits stimulus options. Leaked videos by citizens bypassing the Great Firewall expose the economic decay despite CCP efforts to suppress such information as a national security threat, underscoring China's precarious position in a fragile, interdependent global economy heavily reliant on Western exports. In closing, what Trump is doing seems to be the final nail in the coffin of an already failing economy. The question is, how will they retaliate next?
I don't know. COVID virus with a 20% kill rate this time. I mean, it's on the table. It's in that fact. It's in that bioweapons lab. Fauci gave it to him, along with the technology to weaponize it. He should be in prison. I don't know what they'll do. The only thing they got going for him, though, is the Democrats and Rand Paul. They got that, pretending that what they're doing is capitalism. It's not. And you know what else they got going for him? Wall Street. Deliberately trying to crash the markets. Wall Street's fake panic over Trump's tariffs was actually a staged manipulation to spook everyday investors. And this clip, I can't play this enough. I'm playing it every hour. I did my podcast on it yesterday. How fake this is. Listen, this is yesterday. Scott Bessent on the Vanguard numbers. This is better than any poll. How many Americans trust Trump on these tariffs long term? Answer is 97%.
The Vanguard
of investors,
one of the largest money management firms in America, said that over the past 100 days, 97% of Americans haven't done a trade. And in fact, individual investors have held tight while institutional investors have panicked. So individual investors trust investors trust President Trump.
Megan,
that's incredible. To withstand that hysteria, the yelling, the screaming. And you know what they were doing? All these big institutional, corporate, hedge fund, they were sending all their guys on CNBC, Fox Business, you know, all the places, Squawk Box, blah, blah, blah. The end is coming. The end is nigh. Oh, no. If we can't get cheap lead-lined fake eyelashes from China, the world will end. New York Times doing it this morning. Oh, sorry. It's yesterday morning. There will not be toys under the tree. Who cares? No one plays with toys anyway. They all want, kids just want your credit card for another video game online so they can play with their friends from school. Folks, you know, I swear, before China entered the World Trade Organization, as I recall, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, were there Christmas gifts under the tree? I think there were. I remember Cabbage Patch Kids and such. I don't know, maybe there weren't. Think there will be again? You betcha.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drill deep to left.
Ohtani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today.
And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning. Because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.